Good evening. We welcome you as we gather online this year to celebrate our Savior's birth. The service is very different from what we normally do. We hope that you find within it meaning and joy for your season of celebration in 2020. I wanted to share a few thoughts this evening that seem to me to fit this year. They are created, really, when I read the words of an Advent song that we sometimes sing called Carol of Hope. Each winter, as the year grows older, we grow older too. The chill sets in a little colder. The verities we knew seem shaken and untrue. When race and class cry out for treason, when sirens call for war, they overshout the voice of reason and scream till we ignore all we held dear before. Yet I believe beyond believing that life can spring from death, that growth can flower from our grieving, that we can catch our breath and turn transfixed by faith. Those three verses seem to me to describe much of the world in which we live these days. So many things have been turned upside down. Difficulties in people's lives, personal and professional. People struggling to get by with lost jobs and even with lost businesses. With changes to the way we learn, the way our children are educated, the way we carry out our jobs. In almost all cases, those changes and losses can seem to overwhelm us, or at least they seem that way to me. And yet, Christmas comes. In the midst of all those changes and all those losses, the divisions that people who create, who try to separate us and divide us from one another, who seek to focus on our differences and not our commonalities. It seems to me the church needs to be sharing its voice especially clearly in these days, the voice that says we are one people in God's image, that we are one people loved by Christ. That we are one people created to serve our God and to love one another. Christmas, despite its changes this year, always carries that message that God so loved the world, he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. That only Son who came into a stable, born to a poor couple, forced by circumstances to be a long way from home. A young couple who trusted God, who sought to live out their life in a way that served God and made a difference in the world. That's God's call to each of us. In the waters of baptism, when we gather to worship and to praise, when we share in the Holy Communion. One people, created by God, to share the good news of God's love and to live our lives according to God's will, following His command to love Him and to love our neighbor. We are coming to a new year. We hope and pray that new year brings much joy. We hope and pray that the virus will be controlled by the vaccine and we can return to a more normal life. We hope and pray that people might recover their jobs and their employment, that those who are self-employed and work as farmers and other independent business people are able to recover and regain their livelihood. That our church might focus on reaching out to the world with the good news of Jesus. As a congregation, we have much to be hopeful for. We look forward to a new pastor who will come and bring the good news of Jesus by her life and her words and her witness. We will find new opportunities to serve and to reach out. We will have new opportunities to share the good news and help others come to Christ. We will have new opportunities, especially to nurture our children and youth and help them grow. The rules that have divided us for the last year will hopefully soon change so that we might again spend time with one another in fellowship and worship, but also individually visiting with each other and spending time in our homes together. A new year always brings new opportunities. This year, it seems to me, it especially brings new hope for a new world. While things will never be exactly the same as they were, they will become new. And we will have new opportunities to witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. The last two verses of that hymn seem to me to be a very good way to end this season and this year and look to the new. So even as the sun is turning to journey to the north, the living flame in secret burning can kindle on the earth and bring God's love to birth. O Christ of ecstasy and sorrows, O Prince of peace and pain, brighten today's world by tomorrow's. Renew our lives again, Lord Jesus. Come and reign. May we all say and pray, renew our lives again, Lord Jesus. Come and reign. Wishing you a most blessed Christmas. In the name of Christ, Amen.